Fit for Family. We love God's great idea to found a family. Dual language learners. 5 tips for parents. Parents with limited English proficiency have heard different messages about the language learning needs of their children. Some believe that speaking to their children in their native language may hold them back from learning English or confuse them as they enter preschool and kindergarten. While mastery of English is important for success in school, research is showing that being fluent in more than one language can actually contribute to academic success. Check out our 5 tips every parent should know about dual language learning. They appeared at the TooSmall.org organization. First tip: talk, read, sing, and play with your child often, in both your native language as well as other languages you know. Talking directly with a child is the surest way to help them build their early vocabulary. In fact, researchers at Stanford University found that the amount of talk directed at a child predicted the size of a vocabulary as early as 24 months. The second tip: know that if you speak a language other than English at home, it's normal for your child to start out slowly learning English. With time and attention, they will match their peers. Early language learning is complex under any circumstances. And your child will be working to store 2 languages at once. It will take time for them to begin sorting out and using new words they learn from friends and teachers in preschool with the words they learn at home. By helping your child building their vocabulary in the language of your home, their young minds will be ready to learn new languages. Research has even found that dual language learning children have similarly sized vocabularies but spread over 2 languages, and that many early differences in speak can fade with time. The third tip: children raised in households that speak a language other than English are lucky. Research has shown that children who learn 2 languages display greater concentration, have a better grasp on the basic structure of language, and may have an easier time understanding math and science symbols later on in school. In fact, strong evidence suggests that when it comes time for your child to learn English, they will be better at it with a strong foundation in the native language. The fourth tip: visit your public library as often as you can. Local library branches often have children's books in English, as well as English-related materials for the whole family. If you or a caregiver you know does not read in English, find books to read aloud in your home language. If books are not available, talk to your librarian. The fifth tip: follow up classroom or caregiver learning by reading and conversing with your child in your preferred language. Point out words that match some of the new English words that your child may be hearing that share similar roots, such as August and Augusto, or plant and planter. This process will reinforce the new language skills while showing them how much they may already naturally understand, boosting their confidence and learning at the same time. Parents who are not proficient in English may feel stress and anxiety about their children's language skills, but it is becoming increasingly clear that there are many advantages to growing up bilingual. Parents who talk, read, sing, and play with their children often and in the language they know best will prepare them for success in preschool, elementary school, and beyond. All the best for you. May God bless you. Your Christian Pechen.